They're a good team this year, and Coach Rubel is a good coach. So I expected the best out of them tonight.
How was it that your kids, they went to school today. It's nice to have a full school day. You didn't have them lying around and watching whatever they do during the day. And, you know, there's a routine bus ride. It was a cold bus ride, but you came out here and really tried to pack your shots in toward the inside as much as you could.
Yeah, that's one of the things that we try to do. We try to get high percentage shots, and that's getting the ball inside. We're not a team that shoots a lot of three-pointers. We did hit a couple tonight, I believe, but we don't shoot a lot of them.
When it came down to it, you know, you only scored 41 points, which was exactly what you scored against Richmond last game, except you came out with a two-point victory instead of a four-point loss here. And we were just in awe. I mean, you were practically playing last shot with 6 minutes left there in the fourth quarter by just strictly running your motion offense, and talk about just discipline for your players. Well done.
Yeah, you know, we know in these kids have been playing this offense since they were in elementary school, so they know it inside and out. Like you said, we're working the shot. If we would have got a layup out of that, we would have took a layup, but we never got a layup opportunity, so we just kept working it.
On the undercut on that flex offense, it almost seemed like you were really not going to go for it and everything. You wanted to go ahead and see what Harbor Beach is going to do, try to pull them out and see what happened. It worked out really well for you.
Yeah, you know, we ran a lot of time off the clock, but we had some key possessions where we tried to score, and we had a couple key turnovers late in the game, which actually could have cost us the game.
You only had 7 turnovers at halftime. You had no turnovers in the third quarter, and then, like you said, those key turnovers at the very end there nearly gave the ball back to Harbor Beach and nearly the lead back to them as well. But talk about momentum shifting here. Instead of losing 2 to Richmond and Harbor Beach, now you've ready the ship back. You beat Harbor Beach on the road, and now you take on tied for first Kingston in the NCTL.
Yeah, they're a good team too. You know, this was one heck of a week for us. We played Richmond on Saturday, Harbor Beach tonight, and then we play Kingston at home on Thursday. And they're a heck of a team. I hope we can get our bearings back, because like I said, today we were a little bit emotionally drained for tonight's game after Saturday's game.
Well, one of the things that was emotionally even keel for you is your point guard, Cody Abrego. I can't really say enough about him. He had 5 points today, and everyone's going to say, well, that's not all that much, but he's a floor general out there. You really depend upon him.
Yeah, he takes care of the ball for us. He gets us in our stuff. And as you said, we had, 9 turnovers for the game?
10 turnovers total.
10 turnovers, so, you know, he's a big part of that. He gets us into our stuff. He doesn't look to score. He can score, but he likes to get the rest of the team doing what they are capable of doing.
You have a sophomore, Dylan Denkenbrink. Now, he had 8 points tonight. Is that his high of the season?
Yeah, that's his career high right there, 8 points. And I tell you what, he was making that elbow jumper. And I tell him every day in practice, you got to get that shot down, because a lot of big guys won't come out and guard you there. And he was hitting it tonight.
Oh, if he took 6 inches further, that'd be a 3-pointer. I mean, that's impressive for a sophomore.
Right. Well, he's only a sophomore. I mean, wait till he's a junior for that kind of stuff.
Right, yeah. So he played well for us tonight. He rebounded well. And I thought he did a pretty good job on Dalton Oakey, which is a senior, and he had some weight on him inside.
I thought Caleb Dudley had a great game tonight, too.
Yeah, Caleb Dudley did a great job. He played great defense. You know, our guards were a little bit undersized compared to Harbor Beach's guards, but I thought they did a great job keeping them contained tonight.
But isn't that a nice thing that you have with Kyle Abrego? I want to save the best for last. you know, this young man had 15 points tonight.
And yeah, 15 points on 3 quarters. He didn't score in the fourth.
And he plays everywhere or anywhere he wants, right?
Right. Yeah, actually he can. He can play positions 1 through 5. He's one of those players that can do it all for us. He rebounds. And at times, it's hard for me to take him out of the game, but at times you can tell that he's tired out there and he tries to get rest here and there, but it's hard for me to take him out of the game.
Well, he's a very smart ball player, because we only had him tagged for 2 fouls tonight. He knows how to stay out there.
Yeah.
And he paces himself.
Yep. He did a good job tonight. I thought he could have finished a couple more times. Where he just threw the ball up. He needs to be able to collect under there, get 2 feet underneath it, and go up strong.
It was a good defensive ball game on both sides.
Yeah, it was. It was, you know, that's why I wanted to play this game and I wanted to play the Richmond game. It's going to set us up for games like this late or early March, I guess. It would be second week of March in districts and regionals.
I hope this is not the last time that the two teams play each other. This is a really good game.
Yep. Great matchup. And at no point did you think Class C versus Class D. This was just two great teams going at each other.
You know, and I try to tell the kids that, too. You know, it doesn't matter the class of the school. They can only put five players on the court just like us. You know, yeah, they get more people to choose from. But I tell the kids, you know, five on five.
Only need five.
Right.
Now let's really put a thought in your head. Wouldn't it be nice to talk on the Breslin floor and so forth? And
I don't want to talk about the. Yeah, we talked about that last year when we lost in the quarterfinals, but we got a long season ahead of us yet.
I'm waiting for the old coach's cliche, one at a time.
Yeah, we got a long season ahead of us yet.
Well, they have Kingston at home on Thursday, and best of luck to you, Jeremy Abregu, who took out Harbor Beach and Harbor Beach 41-39. Good luck out there.
Thank you.
No easy task.
Thank you.
Good job.
As the head coach for Peck Pirates, Jeremy Abregu, like we said, a 41-39 victory, which now puts Peck up to 4-1 on the season and takes out the Class C Greater Thumb East front runner, Harbor Beach, by 2 points, 41-39. We'll be back in 2.5 minutes to wrap up your WLAW Sports postgame show. Your Hardwood home for high school hoops and sports radio 102.1.
DS Services of Cass City is your number one source for farm and commercial grain bins, grain dryers, and material handling equipment. From minor repairs to updating facilities, site design, or brand new complete systems, they can handle it all. DS Services features Stormore grain bins, MCN Nico grain dryers, and Honeyville grain handling equipment, just to name a few of the more than 22 major equipment suppliers at their disposal. They've been providing solutions for farm and commercial grain facilities for nearly 30 years. They've done this by providing quality millwright work, crane rentals, a large parts inventory, and much more. With deep winter discounts going on, now is the time to get next year's projects into the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line. Call DS Services today and let them show you why they truly want to add margin to your success. When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with a service that continues long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
Psst. Hey, you, looking for a smartphone? Maybe looking to upgrade, huh? Yeah? Listen, you came to the right place. Me and Thumb Cellular, we can hook you right up. Best phones and service in the Thumb. After we're done with you, you'll be golden. Are you a multitasker, huh? Yeah? Listen, Thumb Cellular, they have all the latest technology for you. Any app you can think of. These smartphones have emailing, texting, tweeting, stock quotes, Facebook. Listen, we've got apps coming out to Yin Yang. Oh, wait. Are you with the other guys? Hey, are you with the other guys? Get out of here. You gotta make the switch. Because with Thumb Cellular, enjoy luxury. Unlimited emailing, unlimited texting, and unlimited web surfing. It's like having the whole wide world at your fingertips. Hey, go tell your friends, all right? Listen, you wouldn't happen to be interested in any watches. Didn't think so.
WLAW Sports postgame show, Peck 41, Harbor Beach 39 in a class, basically the NCTL, which is the Greater Thumb Conference East Division. And Peck, like John said the whole time, it was about from the start. And when it came down to it, we had what? 16 lead changes, 6 ties. The largest lead of the night was Peck with 6, with a minute 46 left in the fourth. Harbor Beach's largest lead was 5. Back in the second quarter, 17-12. Turnovers were 10 apiece. Both teams had 7 turnovers in the first half. Harbor Beach had 2 in the final quarter, and Peck had 3, which nearly gave the game away for them. But when it came down to it,